Describe an adventure you would like to take in the future. 1. Who likes to read adventure books? Adventure books can be enjoyed by anyone, as people have different tastes in books. But, generally speaking, adventure books focus more on exciting plots and imaginative elements rather than developing characters. So, people who prefer realistic stories about everyday life are usually less interested in adventure novels. Plus, adventure books aren't very serious. They're good for people who just want books as entertainment. 2. Do people prefer adventure novels or adventure movies? I suppose that most people prefer adventure movies. Adventure novels can be interesting, but movies are fast-paced and convey the story to viewers in just 1 or 2 hours. This makes it simpler for the audience to stay engaged. Plus, movies have amazing visuals and sound effects, which make the experience more thrilling. 3. Why do people like to read adventure books rather than go on an adventure? It seems to me that people prefer reading adventure books because it's less risky. After all, reading about someone going on a deep sea dive is safer than doing it in real life. It's also a lot less expensive. Plus, adventure books have an imaginative storytelling that can't be fully experienced in reality. So, some readers just like escaping into fantasy stories to relax, but they're not really interested in adventurous activities. 4. Who doesn't like going on adventures? I think that shy and introverted people don't like going on adventures. These people usually don't like leaving their house. They prefer watching someone else be adventurous on a movie screen. Honestly, that's totally fine. Not everyone needs to be the adventurous type. We also need practical people who can take care of things while others are out exploring. 5. What kind of personality should people have in order to experience a lot of adventure? Well, to have adventures, you need to be brave and curious. If you aren't willing to take risks, you probably won't have many adventures. For example, if you're too nervous to go skydiving, then you'll miss out. Being curious and eager to try new things is also important. When you have the desire to explore new things, it motivates you to go beyond your limits. 6. Will experiencing adventures broaden people's horizons? Yes, definitely. If people always stay in their own little world, they won't learn and grow. So, they need to expose themselves to different things to have a better view of the world. That involves taking some risks and trying new things. So, if you're brave enough to step outside your comfort zone and explore different cultures and places, you'll gain fresh perspectives and be more creative. 淘宝店铺原创。